You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert, and we're continuing our conversation about access to health care in rural areas of Wisconsin. We just heard from two state assembly members who are part of a coalition of lawmakers aiming to boost health care access.
John Eich joins us now. He's director of the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health. That's part of the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. He's with us to talk about what's at stake in these rural areas. John, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for the invite.
Well, what health issues are we watching for in rural areas that maybe we could help by providing better access to health care?
Well, certainly. I think what you tend to see in rural areas are primary care. So if people go for their specialist, if they go for cardiology, that's not going to be in a small community. That's going to be into a larger facility. So what we're looking at is primary care providers and the team-based care. And I think these bills, we were very pleased to see the Rural Wisconsin Initiative put forward these bills, really start to address some of the workforce issues, some of the allied health professionals that can help, and the advanced practice clinicians to help out with that. So that's certainly something that we can benefit from.
Looking into the legislation, what are some of the high points that, if passed, you think could make the biggest difference?
Well, I do think that, you know, so what we need are practitioners in the field, but it's not something you can turn on like a switch. You have to sort of grow them, so to speak. And so we need programming, and we have programming here, both of our medical schools for rural physicians and then residencies. And this one of these bills looks at providing rotations and hopefully someday maybe even more residencies for the advanced practice clinicians, so your physician assistants, your nurse practitioners, as well as then working into the field of physical therapists, surgical techs, et cetera. So that's a great step. I mean, we need to get people educated in rural issues, context of healthcare, and then we need to help train them for the kind of care that they're going to deliver. The more that we can do that in a rural community, the better, because then they won't have to leave their small town. They can stay in a context that feels comfortable for them and then continue to practice.
Talk about, I don't know if this is overstating it, but maybe the bidding war that a rural healthcare provider might face in trying to lure and retain healthcare providers, keep them from going elsewhere.
Right. So, you know, recruiting new providers is always a tricky thing. And what we find is, you know, there's often a perception that, well, if I go work in rural, I'm going to be paid in hay bales or something. I'm kidding. But the reality is that not only are the salaries competitive, they're often a little better because employers are aware that they need to provide something that will definitely lure the best and the brightest out to areas. And so, yes, you'll have different systems around the state in different rural areas. And so providers are in a really good position there to say, well, I want something near the lakes up north. I would rather not have this kind of practice dynamic, et cetera. So it's a good place to be for them.
Wisconsin, of course, not the only rural state in the country. Are there lessons we can learn? Are there states that are getting this right, meeting these needs?
Yes. I would say that, what we've seen, sort of the development in the two medical schools for education, specifically around rural, for physicians is great. We're starting to see that the PA program, physician and assistant program, has expanded into rural as well. OB, I think, was just highlighted, obstetrics, as doing a rural residency. And so those are all great steps. I think we're doing the right thing there.
Here in Wisconsin, you're saying those are all things working. Are there
exactly
models in other states that could be educational or useful to us too?
Well, I think the concept of a rural educational track or a rural residency is happening in other states, and our people are actually collaborating with them. There's sort of a national conclave of rural training tracks that they meet with annually to learn from them and bring that here.
Talking to John Eich, director of the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health. That's part of the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health, looking at efforts to provide more access to health care in rural parts of Wisconsin. We just heard from a couple state lawmakers involved in an effort to do just that. John, I want to look at some other areas of health care. You, I understand, testified today about community EMTs and emergency medical service providers. Talk about what's at stake with these emergency response teams in rural areas.
Yeah, so not part of the Rural Wisconsin Initiative set of bills, but also very important, I think, for rural. People talk about, so a community EMT or community paramedic is someone who doesn't just respond when you dial 911. That's an emergency situation. They do it in non-emergent. So they visit your home. A lot of times, if you think about post-discharge from the hospital, people are coming out of a surgery. They're okay to go home, but they still are probably on pain medication. They're a little confused about what's going on. And we escort them to the door and say, good luck with that. Home health does not necessarily, I don't think they're paid to come before the third day. And those are three critical days for follow-up care and handoffs. So that's an area where we feel there are gaps, different gaps in different rural communities. For a community paramedic or community EMT to step in, to visit the home, to check out, to do some medication reconciliation, to talk the patient through the issues, and help them succeed and help the patient outcomes be better. They've shown in a Madison pilot that in 1 year, using six patients, two community paramedics saved $500,000 for the hospital that was sponsoring them. So that's the kind of cost savings these programs can see to Medicare and Medicaid and ultimately to the taxpayers. So it's a win-win from our perspective.
Is transportation part of the story here? Because in a more urban setting, that healthcare might be 10 minutes away or even public transit away. In these rural settings, we're talking maybe an hour or two.
It's true. Well, not only that, but if you or your loved one is in the hospital, if you think about how you want to be there by the bedside, well, now if they're an hour away, you have to commute. People are taking off work. The distance from care is always an issue. You think about the golden hour they talk about for reaction to trauma. So if you're driving somewhere that the cell signal isn't maybe as good as it should be, so you have an accident and you wait till the next car to come by, they drive somewhere to get a phone in. It takes the EMTs 15 minutes to get there, 15 minutes to get to the hospital, et cetera. We're really eating up into the time that you should be receiving care. So definitely distance is a significant issue for rural.
Now, we've been hearing, and I mentioned this to the lawmakers we talked to earlier, gaps, especially in mental health coverage and addiction treatment coverage in rural Wisconsin. How big a part of the story is that?
Yeah, behavioral health, mental health, and substance abuse, sort of all as a, you know, they're huge issues. They're across the board, urban, rural. There's really not a good payment system for behavioral health issues or for substance abuse. We've narrowed down the options. So, and rural is no different. I mean, as you pointed out in your interview, the options when you get into lesser populated areas thin out very quickly. So certainly we're as interested as anyone in seeing more opportunities for behavioral health care and substance abuse treatment.
If I can ask you a big question as we start to wrap up, of course, we're watching the news from Washington, possible changes to national health care laws. What's at stake? You don't have to break down all the details. What's at stake for rural health care here in Wisconsin?
Well, I think, you know, primarily it's kind of a whiplash effect. So the Affordable Care Act happened, and it was a big change in a lot of different ways that we don't even hear about beyond the coverage. There's a lot of regulations to get used to. There's business models that have changed. And so for small rural facilities that do not have a team on every issue, they have one person who's probably doing something else at the same time. They have been in good faith making all of these changes to their programming, and so now for the legislators to change it, I do hope they're considering what that will mean for healthcare providers who are trying to provide high quality care, what that will mean, what the changes will look like. I think there's possibilities. There's possibilities for good things to happen and possibilities for not so good things to happen. It remains to be seen.
Apart from the content of the bills, would you like to see more effort at whatever the change is, making it easier for these providers to comply with whatever the new change is?
Yes. I mean, I think maybe a personal plug here. So the Office of Rural Health, that's what we do. We get federal funding to help rural providers work through things like this to provide support. And that's the sort of thing that I think they're missing is, okay, we've talked about what kind of reimbursement they have, but we've not talked about the impact, the change those changes will make, and how that's going to, everybody's going to have to change their workflow. So I do think that there should be some consideration of that in their lawmaking.
We'll leave it there for now. John, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure.
We've been talking to John Eich. He's director of the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health, which is part of the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health. Join us to talk about the challenges facing rural health care access in Wisconsin and what lawmakers can do to help. And earlier, we talked to two of those lawmakers, Scott Krug and Romaine Quinn, part of the Rural Wisconsin Initiative. Talked to them just a little earlier about some changes that they're looking for to help boost access to health care in rural Wisconsin. You can share your thoughts, your hopes, and maybe even your experiences as a healthcare provider or recipient in rural parts of the state. You can do that on Twitter at Central Time WPR.